I spent every New Year's in Vegas from basically like 94 to Millennium. I spent the Millennium out there. And the one time I met my friend Petey out there. Petey's a midget. He doesn't like to be called a little person. He knows he's a midget. And we got hookers this one time at one of the ranches. Like I can't remember what the scene was. It was either he sold a bunch of blow or we won a bunch of money on a craft table. But we went out to the ranch where, you know, they have like the girls in the parlor, and then we both picked girls, and we went up to the went up the stairs. We got rooms right next to each other, and I was fucking I kept trying to fucking get it hard, but I couldn't. It was one of those nights where I think I either did too much blow or I drank too much. I can't remember what it was. But the hooker was, she was a sweetheart of a girl. I remember she was from Kentucky. She said, "That's all right." She said, "Just hold me all night long." So, you know, we had him for fucking, I had a hooker for 8 hours. Petey had a hooker for 8 hours in the room next door, and I couldn't get it up. But she held me all night long, which is nice. But I tried it. I was trying to sleep, but all night long, I heard, like, Petey next door, like, going, I was driving me crazy. I couldn't sleep. So the next day, we're going down the steps. Petey asked me, "Hey, how'd you do last night?" I go, "Dude, I must have done too much blow. I couldn't get it up." And he goes, "You think that's bad? I couldn't even make it up in the fucking bed."
Man, that joke took a fucking while to get there, but man, it got there.
It was another minute and 23 seconds. Could you hear that? Could you hear the
oh, the great sound noise? Effects. What do you have, like a fucking studio in your truck? That was unbelievable.
Fuck you, Benny. I'm literally driving in a snowstorm. Right now, driving in a snowstorm, trying to entertain you.
No, I thought you quit cocaine. Guys, welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast. That introduction right there was from the man you guys all know, the man who needs no introduction, former comic, former singer, current singer, current songwriter, current trucker. Who knows what he's doing nowadays? Used to be my personal loan shark. Anyway, the man who needs no introduction with the opening joke of the show. Congratulations. You're the opening of the show. Do you know how hard it is for me to make somebody else the opening of the show?
For somebody like you, yes. It's a very hard thing to do, Benny. You know, you're very, what's the word I'm looking for? No, it's statistic. But yeah, thank you very much for that honor.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Your hooker joke was great, you know. But I have a story of my own I'd love to share. Give me some time, you know. It is my show. I'd love a little time, if you don't mind.
No, please. I would love to hear a Benny Lake hooker story.
All right, so one of the cool things about living in Vegas, when your buddies come out to visit you, you know?
Yeah.
And what do all guys want to do when they get to Vegas?
Get a hooker.
Nailed it, right? Obviously. And that's never been my kind of thing. I'm a clean-cut guy, never done that stuff. But when my buddies were in town staying down the strip years ago, one of my buddy made the announcement. He said, "I'm getting a hooker." And I swear to God, before he finished the word hooker, there was one in the room. It was like fucking immediately. But I'm uncomfortable around that stuff. So I decided I was going to leave. And when I decided to leave, I said, see, when you leave a room, be careful how you say things, because my friends love to remember this story differently than I remember it. Because I said, "I'm not being a part of this thing." But my buddies claim that I said, "I'm not being a part of this sting," like the fucking cops were going to burst through the door and fucking like I'm some square or something.
All right.
But so I head down to the casino and I play the slot machines. And I end up losing 500 in the slot machines, which fucking really, yeah, right? And the bullshit part about it is, the hooker only cost my buddy 200. So how the fuck did I lose more money than he did?
You lost money right now. that part.
Yeah, right? It's fucking just... Ugh. So I head back up to the room. I'm completely disgusted. Don't want to deal with anybody. And the fucking hooker is still there. Only she's not having sex with anybody. No. She's fully clothed, sitting in bed, getting a newspaper read to her by one of my friends. Because apparently the hooker moron, who, by the way, when she asked us where we were from and they said Pennsylvania, she replied with, "Pennsylvania? Is that where all the vampires come from?" She thought fucking Transylvania, fucking moron. But she didn't know how to read, so my buddy's reading her the paper, and I'll never forget the headline of the paper that day, because it was the day that Michael Jackson died. So I looked right at the hooker, and I told her to beat it. And, yeah, I mean, and the thing was, her name was Billie Jean, but she wasn't my lover.
Did you go and jerk off in the mirror and say I'm living for the man in the mirror or not?
I mean, I'm not gonna say what I did, but that night was a thriller. So we were talking a little bit earlier off air. Although no, we don't talk a lot off air because everything goes here. We record everything. You know, it's like we're hanging out. I think we did great stuff. The last episode we did, if you guys listen and haven't checked it out, titled Relapse, was the best episode we've ever done. And
it was a good time.
It really was. Go back and listen to it if you haven't heard it yet. It's funny, nonstop laughter. I was amazing. I was incredible. I don't think I've ever been better. I mean, seriously.
Narcissistic.
I've heard you call me that before, but what do you got, like music playing in the background now?
I did. I went out and I bought a little machine to make certain sounds to put a jingle to it, I think, and just or just a thing, because I've known a lot of narcissistic people in my life. But Ben, you're like, you could run for king, and of course you know you would win, right? If you ran for king of narcissism.
I mean, I'm already the king. What do I got to run for? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
this is true. But I would say the king of narcissism. Like you know what a narcissistic is, right?
I tell you what, I know what it means. I know what it means. Of course I know what it means. I'm a genius. I'm an idiot savant. I'm a genius. But why don't you?
You got half that right. You got half that right.
Okay, fair enough. I'm definitely a genius. I read you. I got you. But just not for me, for the listeners, explain what narcissistic means, because I know what it means.
Well, narcissistic is somebody who just basically thinks of themselves, that's you, thinks of themselves as above everybody else, that's you.
Okay, well, wait, hold on.
Okay, go ahead. Narcissistic.
I'm writing this down. I just a little checklist. I want to see how I want to keep track. I'm not gonna trust you. So we're two for two. I'm two for two. You're right. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. Like whatever you do is always for you. No matter how it seems, it's always for you. Like everything you possibly do. Like even quitting gambling, which is a good thing, is still for you, for just to be able to brag about how you're like, oh, look at, I beat this thing, or I beat this thing. You know what I mean? It's like, you're just like, you're so full of yourself. I don't even know how you fit in your own skin. It's amazing.
I used to think that people that quit smoking and came up to him were like, I quit smoking. Oh, my life is so much better. I used to think those people were like, leave me alone. Let me enjoy myself. But, you know, now I get it. You know, I get it.
Well, nobody likes a quitter, Ben. The narcissist never really knows they're a narcissist. You can never really explain it to them. It's like talking to a brick wall, you know, a real thick brick wall.
I think I'm a great, by brick wall, you mean a great listener? I agree.
Narcissistic. My God, you don't even see it.
I kind of see what you're saying, but I don't see what you're saying because, you see, I got this thing with the Buffalo Bulls. This podcast loves the Buffalo Bulls, and I donated $20 to the school.
I'm not getting anything in return. I may want a fathead, but I gave $20. I did my own money to Buffalo. It's not about me. It's about the kids. And during the morning, I was so fired up for the game, right, that I made a video and I went to some Buffalo Bulls forum and I posted it. So I'm assuming that the kids saw it, and that's the reason that they won by 30 points. I'm doing great things for this Buffalo program. Meanwhile, the envelope man's calling me every 5 seconds complaining they're not winning by enough. They just won by 30, and all because of my video inspired them. But Buffalo, I'm hoping that you could get a picture of me, find a picture of me, my face, and, you know, get it out there so for everybody to see. And as a fathead, that's all I'm asking for. But other than that, it's all about the kids and the players. It's not about me. Go Buffalo. They got a big game Saturday coming up. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to have a great day watching it. It's going to be a fantastic day because I know Buffalo's going to win. I'll probably make another video to inspire them to win. But so basically, Buffalo, we got this. And I'm going to just continue to send you inspirational videos. That way you can continue to beat teams by 30. Keep it up. Go Bulls. I'm done.
You're done.
I'm
okay. So just how many times do you think you use the word I in that rant? How many times do you think you actually talked about yourself using I, the letter I, the letter I?
What, 2-3 times?
Like 26 times, Benny! And that's not including all the me's and the my's. There was me's and my's in there, too.
No way.
A shit ton of me's and my's. You had at least 26, I'm going to go, that's going to be the under of I's in there. God only knows how many me's and my's you did.
Yeah, but the segment was...
It's all about the kids. My ass, it's all about the kids.
The segment was about it's about Buffalo. It's not about me. I think you're overreacting.
I'm pretty sure that rant turned in about you.
Did I tell you that?
I'm pretty sure it did.
I mean, one thing I did forget to mention is that I got a Buffalo flag. I mean, I guess. I mean, I should mention
about
that.
You. That's about you and your flag.
I mean, the thing is, I got this flag, and I'm going to take a bunch of pictures of myself with the flag around Vegas. And I don't see – that's not narcissistic. That's supporting the school. They want to see those pictures. If I make a video and then throw pictures on top, instead of winning by 30, that team's going to be winning by 50 points. So let's do this, Buffalo. You're welcome.
You even said they won because of you.
You're welcome.
You said that team won because of you.
Not necessarily. They played great. Jeremy Harris, he had a great game. Love that kid. Best player I've seen in college. Head coach Nate Oates, he's been great. But I'm just saying, like, inspirational videos go a long way. And I posted it to the Buffalo Forum, so I know everybody saw it, talking about it.
You don't get it, sir. A trait of a narcissist, you do not get it, sir.
Last week we did the thing, I relapsed, did a fake relapse on the show, right?
Yes, you did.
And believe it or not, I was hesitant to tell you this, but, and you know, the listeners out there, on Sunday, I knew that the Philadelphia Eagles were a lock. I knew it, man.
Oh, here's the word lock.
Well,
what'd you do, Benny?
I took out $500. Hear me out. I went down, I drove down to the, was going down to the South Point Casino to place my bet. A half hour before the game, I said, you know what, I'm going to make the bet. And on my way driving down there, I saw there was a car on the side of the road in smoke. It was smoking. And I want to get this bet in, but fuck. So I pull over, and I realize there's an unconscious woman in the car.
Yeah,
so I pull her out of the car and take her to the ground. And I'm looking at her, and I couldn't believe my fucking eyes who it was.
Who was it?
The beautiful 8642 from the DMV. Again, She keeps every time I want to gamble, she keeps fucking showing up. But I noticed that when I was pulling her out of the car, her phone fell to the ground. So first thing I did was call my phone from her phone, so I get the other other three digits of her number.
Yeah.
And then I called an ambulance, and then I hurried down the sports book to place my bet. And I was 10 seconds late to the window to get the bet in. I never made the bet. Didn't gamble.
Oh, good.
Didn't gamble.
Good.
So later on in the show, we'll update the counter. It was 8 episodes. Now it'll be 9. But I didn't gamble. But the thing was, if I did gamble, I would have won like $1,000. So I was just like, fuck, you know. I never should have called that ambulance.
That's terrible. That's what I'm talking about right there.
What? I mean, $1,000. You know how many Buffalo products I could have bought with that? We're going to update the counter. Don't worry. I didn't gamble. This girl's cost me like $2,000 the past week. Fuck it. I wish I never thought about going to the DMV to meet girls. Ugh. Destroying my life.
She's ruining it, man. She's ruining you, but she's keeping you from gambling.
Yeah, it's...
In a way, that's...
God,
I'm not sure if she is or she isn't. I don't know.
I mean, who knows what could happen next? Anything could happen next. That's the great part. Well, what do you got going? So you're in the truck. For those that don't know, you're a truck driver. And you're driving around...
I am.
Snowstorms. You're in snow... Is it still snowing?
No, it was. It was earlier this morning. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Now,
in New York... And in New York, when they plow, like, 81 north and south, you know how, like, you know, normal places, they just have one plow and it plows? In New York, they get plowed side by side, so you can't pass. They go 30 miles an hour. And I mean, I know they're doing their job, but I just don't understand. Like, they block the whole entire interstate, so you only can go, like, 20 miles an hour. And it drives me nuts, because, I mean, as a trucker, we have to, you know, we have to get from one place to another so you guys can have your condoms and everything else that you... I believe I had honey bunches of O's. That's what I was traveling with, honey bunches of O's. And people need their honey bunches of O's. And I know I bitch when people get behind me and they're flashing their lights, but my God, man, they take up both lanes. Why take up both lanes?
Would you be... So clearly you're down on honey bunches. What would you, if you had to pick, what would be your favorite cereal?
Oh, my favorite cereal personally is, I'm a big fan of Quisp. I don't know if you remember Quisp, but Quisp is delicious.
I've never heard of it.
It has the alien on it. It's a blue box. Every once in a while they make it come back. It's a cornmeal cereal. It's quite delicious. It's a little alien. But I have a question for you, Benny. If all the serial characters had a death match, right? Ooh. And it was survival to the last, which one do you think would win?
Oh, man. Wow. I love this question. We could do something with this question. So we're talking every serial... cover, the animal or figure, whatever on the cover.
Animal, alien, whatever, even Bruce Jenner when he was Bruce Jenner when he was on the Wheaties box, whoever.
Well, that's easy. That is easy.
All right, because I got my theory. I'm dying to hear yours. Go ahead.
Well, the answer is clearly Nick Foles, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, because that guy, he could fucking do anything. That guy could do anything. Nick Foles.
Tony the Tiger could rip him apart. If Tony the Tiger and whatever Nick...
You don't know sports. You just don't know sports. Nick Foles. Oh, he's just... anybody. He'd take on all competitors. No matter what, he'd find a way. That's what the Philadelphia Eagles do.
You're saying Tony the Tiger... And I'm not saying Tony Tiger is my choice. But you're saying if Tony the Tiger and Nick Foles got in a death match, Nick Foles would beat Tony the Tiger?
Oh, he'd outsmart him. He'd just find a way. He would outsmart him. Now, you got to take into account, Nick Foles, like, Tony the Tiger, he doesn't have any friends to back him up. You got to take friends into the equation. And Nick Foles has this amazing offensive line. Amazing offensive line that could just come in and block Tony the Tiger.
No, so, it's a one-on-one fight, man. Tony the Tiger has his family. You can't. This is a one-on-one thing.
Who's Tony's family? Explain to me who's Tony. Tell me one time there was a family member with Tony. Tell me who Tony's family is. You can't.
I will bet you Tony the Tiger has a family. I believe it's his wife, and I believe he has two or three children. Absolutely 100% sure of this. 100% sure of it, sir.
Did you see Nick Foles play the Jaguars this year? I don't think he's going to have a problem with the Tiger, okay? Please. Jeez. Oh, Nick.
Sir.
Nick Foles.
No. There's other ones that could beat Nick Foles, but Count Chocula could beat him. My pick would be Blueberry because he's already dead, so you couldn't kill him. I think Blueberry would take everybody, even that crazy bastard Sonny from Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs, overrated. Hot take.
That's probably like my third favorite.
I don't even know if Nick Foles was ever on a cereal box. Do you know that? No clue.
Why the hell are you bringing it up?
He won the Super Bowl last year. He had to have been on a Wheaties box. He had to be on a box somewhere. If not, hey, Nick Foles, if you weren't on a box, get a hold of me. Follow me at Benny Lake Wins on Twitter. Follow the podcast at Benny Lake Laughs. Nick Foles, hit me up. We're going to get you on a cereal box if you weren't. And I tell you what, as a matter of fact, we might replace Tony the Tiger with you because that weak, they're great. Please. You know who's great? Nick Foles.
Oh, my God, man. How the hell did you turn that into that? How the hell did you turn the conversation about cereal into a person that you think is awesome? Maybe Nick Foles should be on like a Maxi Thin box, you know, because he makes them bleed. You know? Stick it up there, Nick Foles. Stick it in there.
I tell you what, I bet if you said Nick Foles get pregnant, Nick Foles would get pregnant. Like, the guy could do fucking anything. Fly, Eagles, fly. By the way, Eagles this week versus the Saints, they're going to lose by like 100 fucking points. Oh, talk to me next week about Nick Foles after this game. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. I think we should update the counter. What do you say? You want to be
Let's
here?
Do it.
I normally don't update the counter. I'd like to do it while you're here. You know, we always update the counter. It plays a nice little sound effect. What do you say? You want to do it? Right now it's at 9. I know you got a big studio in your truck. Why don't you hit, like, you got a button that transfers to my button? You can make the sound?
I do.
All right.
I do.
We are now. You ready? Let me know when you're ready. I know it's a big truck. We are now currently at 8 episodes without gambling, and we're going to update that counter right now to 9 episodes without gambling.
Narcissistic.
I'm Benny Legg. Thanks for listening.